At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm excited for this first guest of ours tonight because this is something every woman should hear about. And if you have children, whether they are teenagers or adults, but they're up-and-coming children, they're growing, this is something you still need to talk to your daughters about. You see, this coming Friday is National Mammography Day. As part of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and M Health Fairview has literally taken their initiative on the road. The organization's mobile mammography truck, Fleet, is stopping at locations near historically marginalized communities, giving them opportunities for potentially life-saving checkups. Now, one of those trucks will be in St. Paul on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, to provide their services. Now, we welcome Chelsea McGuire, Senior Clinic Manager at the M Health Fairview Phelan Village Clinic, on the show to preview the event. And she's joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Welcome, Chelsea McGuire. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
This has been a story that we have talked about for so long. At first, a lot of women that I know or knew would always argue about mammograms, right? I would always say,
absolutely,
I want men to get a mammogram first, right? Squeeze and let it happen, right? And it's funny, but then it's not funny because there are men with breast cancer as well, right?
Absolutely. Breast cancer does affect men as well as women, but we do see the occurrence in women more often, and do recommend that women start receiving screenings as early as 40 years old.
40 years old, my goodness. Yet things are possibly getting better, correct?
Absolutely. And events like the one that I'm hosting on Wednesday, where we're able to bring the mammogram bus into communities that have historically had difficult access points to mammograms, are really important to be able to partner with physicians and communities to get the word out.
Well, the word that I want everyone to know about tonight is the 3M Health Fairview trucks that were outfitted with a full suite of mammography. Do I have that correctly? Mammography equipment and
mammography. But yes,
thank you. Mammography.
Absolutely.
Mammography.
No, it's a tough one, and it's Sunday. I understand. But yes, there's a whole fleet of vehicles that different sites can host, but also entire events can host. So if someone in the community has an event that they think that this would be a good fit for, there are ways to work with M Health Fairview and really potentially partner for that success. But we're excited to have it out in our clinic, and we know that it's been throughout the Twin Cities as well. So bringing the, again, access points into communities are so important. We're really grateful for Fairview to have those resources available for our communities.
It is really remarkable to me how many the hospitals that will call their clients and say, hey, we really want to make sure you have a mammogram. And a lot of us want to just ignore it and go, no, I don't want that pain. I don't want to have to deal with that. But if we don't deal with it, what is the circumstance that happens? What happens to us that say, nope, don't want to do it?
Well, prevention and screen early detection is really the best medicine around breast cancer. So we know that later detection oftentimes results in adverse and really negative outcomes. So the earlier that we can get ahead of whatever that diagnosis might look like, the more tools we have at our disposal to be able to help treat and hopefully overcome the disease. So we want to get ahead of it as soon as possible. So yes, that entire experience of going through a mammogram can be uncomfortable, right? It is not the most pleasant experience, but it is just a few moments. And that's what's nice about events like this, is that we're bringing access into primary care settings. We go to our primary care physicians for so many things, right? From the common cold to talk about our diabetes, the blood pressure, to our high blood pressure, to all those things. So we have a really good relationship with your primary care physician. So instead of seeing a specialist or going somewhere else, right, adding another destination in your healthcare journey, we're able to bring that somewhere that's close to home and where you're used to coming. And that's what's so key about events like this one.
When should teenagers get a mammogram?
So screening, again, starts typically at 40, so, but it never hurts that if there's a family history of breast cancer or if there's any reason to be concerned, you should be talking with your family practice care, your primary care physician, and really talking about what your options are. Because there are different tools out there available, too, for younger generations on what that might be most appropriate for screening.
Yeah, especially if you have, you know, have this in your family history. Mm-hmm. It's really important that we stand strong and say, okay, we all have to get on this, because it could
Absolutely.
Really change our lives in a way we don't want to be changed that way, right?
I come from a very similar story, and I have been screening for breast cancer since I was 20 years old, so I know that story really well. Now, I'm quickly approaching that 40 number, so I recognize I'm going to step into an average screening demographic, but that's something that we all have to embrace, is that we do have a family history, and that's important to recognize.
So what has changed today? What has made it easier for women to have these tests and be comfortable with it? What is on the horizon for what is next for mammograms?
Well, again, I think that events like this make it so much easier and so much more accessible and tangible for a patient to step into. So you step into a bus, it is not cold, it is not, doesn't feel like you're stepping into the back of somebody's RV. They're warm, welcoming, and it's really a 15-minute appointment. So versus scheduling out 2 months from now, going to a specialist and going through the ordeal of trying to make sure that that appointment fits into your day, we are able to offer, again, a 15-minute appointment within a clinical setting that you are most familiar with. And that changes the game for a lot of our patients, right? We all have busy lives, and sitting in preventative medicine can be really hard. But this is an opportunity to hopefully really take the reins of your health and move forward.
And taking the reins of your health is our responsibility, for sure. But if
Absolutely.
We ever have questions, of course we ask our doctors, we ask those who mm-hmm. have been dealing with our health. At the same time, there are some people who are terrified and refuse to do it. Have you, do you know of a way that women can just say, I will be okay, I'm going to go ahead and take this test? Because there's so many that are terrified of it.
Absolutely. So my first suggestion is always to talk with your primary care physician, talk with your care team. And if it's not your primary care physician, talk with the nurses and the other individuals within your clinic setting and talk about those fears. Because oftentimes we've been there. We've had to tackle those same concerns, and we can offer some insight and ways to be able to move forward. But also talk within your community. Women, all women have to face this. All women can partner together and be able to address this concern. So the more that we can talk about this and make this a reality for all of us, instead of talking about it in the shadows or maybe running away from it, the more that we can make this a commonplace occurrence.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I hope that men will also get on board, because some of them may need to. And I also say, as we move forward, you know, with young girls and trying to teach them, what is the right time or the right age to even start a conversation? And it can come from your mother, from a teacher, from a relative in the family who says, you know, she really needs to go in and have this test at a certain age. So I know that the doctors, the primary doctors, are so important, but so are the women around these girls.
Absolutely.
You know, I believe in all the women that I have in my life that are so incredible and help move me up and forward in my thoughts and my understandings mm-hmm. and all of that. And so I hope that the girls will understand it when it's time to do it. So I have three grandchildren, two of them are girls, and they're very young right now. But I have to tell you, if you have a young child in your family and they're already developing breast, what is the one thing that you would suggest they do immediately?
My suggestion there is that we start being more comfortable having that conversation about home screenings as well. So once you're developing breast and breast tissue, this is the time to have the conversation about what a home screening feels like, looks like. And oftentimes hearing that from somebody within your family or trusted adult, whomever that might be, to be able to say, this is normal, this is completely okay, to be able to screen yourself, to feel your breast tissue, to feel if there's anything different that you might have a concern about, and then be able to normalize what that conversation feels like around the dinner table, wherever that might be, to be able to say, this is good health, right? We talk about our colds, we talk about how we want to wash our hands, we talk about all the other things that we do to maintain our health. We talk about exercising, eating right, all of those things. Preventative medicine is also really important. Those screenings help catch diseases at early stages, which allow us to have better outcomes in treatment.
It is so true. Now, when it comes to, being able to go in and actually have, this big truck pull up and the people waiting to have it done because they know they need to have it done. I'm just curious to know if you're really hearing a lot of women that are coming forward saying, I will be there. I'll be there to get the test. And how long will it take? I think you said 15
Absolutely.
Minutes. Am I correct?
Yes, 15 minutes. And for our communities, especially our communities that are marginalized and we need better resources. Sometimes those appointments go a little bit longer because we need additional resources, but we are there to support all of our communities. So whatever that looks like, if we need interpreters or additional resources, we'll bring them to those appointments. But I am absolutely hearing that from my patients at the clinic. So every time we have a bus come through, I hear from my patients that, oh my gosh, I didn't know you were going to have the bus. I absolutely have to get on that schedule next time. And we write down their name and we make sure that we give them a call as soon as we get that scheduled for another repeat appointment. So we make sure that they are the first ones called. And that's what I love to hear, is all that excitement within the community, because that tells me people are having those conversations and it's coming to the forefront. And October is obviously a great month, with it being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, for us to really focus on trying to make sure that women and men are having those conversations.
When I was reading about what this is all about now, I was really excited to read that the trucks are staffed not only by imaging specialists, but also by language assistants, experts who are available to answer questions and explain the screening process. This, oh my God, I wish it had happened 30 years ago. This is
right?
Really important. Really important. And so
Absolutely.
As we move forward with what you're doing, what and how this is working, I wonder, do you go to Native Americans? Are you going into every community you can find, especially, the Native American or those people of color, especially because, of course, as you've heard, black people, especially black women, we don't, learn as much as we need to when it comes to mammograms. And we have to do it. We just have to do it. So how is that going? How are you moving forward with the communities that you may not see often?
Absolutely. So my clinic has the opportunity to serve a large Hmong American community as well as a Korean-speaking community. So we have cultural specialists and cultural advocates that we are able to partner with and how we bring that message forward, and then also making sure that our clinic represents and feels like and looks like home for them as well. So my staff are able to reflect the community that we serve, and that's so key. I myself grew up on the East Side, so it's helpful for me to know too who I'm serving and that this is my community too. So being able to have a sense of home. But yes, we're working within all of our communities, marginalized communities, communities of color that really do need additional resources, and being able to have access points with a community figureheads and those individuals who really can help us partner and be able to bring that message forward in culturally sensitive and appropriate ways, because there's a lot of good reason that people might be hesitant in how they partner with their healthcare, and we want to make sure that we're being cognizant and aware of that, making sure that we're allowing for space for that conversation to take place too.
All right. One of my final questions. I knew someone that went in that just wasn't feeling well and finally had the test. And she found out right then and there that she had breast cancer. And that really took me by surprise. I wept. I just couldn't believe it that so quickly you can find out if you have some challenges or not. But some women are so frightened to do it. And some people want to bring other people with them. Maybe there's another person that will, you know, support you when you need to go in and have this taken. So I think one of the big things for me at my age, at the age of 65, it's got to be the one thing we have to do, because if we don't do it, the consequences are far worse than they are right now.
Absolutely. If we don't take action sooner rather than later, again, it can be difficult how we are able to treat a later diagnosis than an earlier diagnosis of breast cancer in earlier stages. So it's so important for us to try again, get ahead of something as early as possible. And we always welcome that there is another individual partnered with our patients, because those can be hard messages. And again, the entire event of getting a mammogram can be difficult. So we want to make sure that you feel well supported. So if there's somebody that you need to bring, we support it. We want all of the support there. And we are going to be able to celebrate them and you as we tackle this next step.
Ah, there you go. Chelsea McGuire, Senior Clinic Manager at M Health Fairview Phelan Village Clinic. I'm so glad that you joined us tonight to let us know that this is happening. This is happening. Don't forget, everyone, thanks to increased awareness about breast cancer and a slew of innovative new treatments, more women diagnosed with the disease are surviving longer than ever. If there's never a reason in your mind to do this, do it for that. Do it for the sake of that. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.